Welcome, everybody. Very, very lovely to be with you all. It's so lovely to recognize ourself as one. To meet without being somebody. Without referring to the past. Without any judgment, meeting freshly, as this simple presence, this simple being. Awareness. So in such meeting, there is no separation. There is love. One could say, God's love shining. So for now, let us welcome ourselves and welcome each other and welcome our experience without knowing. With innocence. Openness. We allow our experience to be just as it is. Without trying to direct our experience towards any goal. Let the mind be as it is. There is no yesterday and no tomorrow in actuality, in fact. This moment has its own sufficiency, its own completeness. And there is no one standing apart. Isness is what it is. And you are this isness, this beingness. And not a limited object, not what you imagine yourself to be. Feelings, sensations appear to you, like hearing these words appear to you. Like the breath, this gentle movement of the body appears to you. You are this borderless, aware space. Dancing within itself as a heartbeat, as hearing, sensing, like water takes on the form of wavelets. Or bubbles. That which you perceive is your very self in motion. The waves are water in motion. It is the movement of water which we call waves. Similarly, it is consciousness, awareness, your very self, which is manifesting as manifestation from itself to itself. Whatever you imagine is your creation and your perception simultaneously. You create and you perceive out of your infinite freedom and your infinite creative potential. there is no entity, no personal self, no body who awakens or does not awaken. When clouds appear, veiling the infinite sky, and a gust of wind appears and dispels the clouds, the wide open sky is revealed to have always been there, irrespective of clouds veiling it or not. You are the wide open sky. And the veil, the clouds, in this metaphor, is the belief that you are something else. The belief that you are a person, a limited entity, somebody with a history, a past and a future. You overlook that you are not defined by that which appears to you. You are not defined by thoughts, memories, sensations, world events, events in the body. You are not defined by that which appears and disappears. Awakening is the simple understanding that you are invisible, borderless, non-local, impersonal awareness, presence. All sorts of forms may appear to you. World circumstances may appear to you. They appear to you out of your very creation. They do not appear to you out of a separate reality. You are the creator of the entire show and the perceiver of the entire show. And you've designed it so that certain body minds respond in certain ways to situations. You've designed the entire play. You've designed the intelligence within the body to respond. You've designed the world with its galaxies and its skies and gravitational fields, if design, thought, sensations, you've designed ignorance and the path from ignorance, beyond ignorance, out of ignorance. You are the designer and the player, the choreographer and the performer. There is no reality outside of the changeless, consciousness, the formless, non-phenomenal reality which right now perceives and hears and is. You know you are. You have always known that you are. You play the game of not knowing. You play the game of being somebody, which is the game of limitation and worry and concern. But life is a playground out of your creation, a playground for your enjoyment and not for your misery. You are here and you understand these words somehow because you have the understanding. Because the understanding is yours. You already know that which you are looking for. You will not be satisfied with anything else. Whenever you are not knowing, you are that which you are.